Teenage Jam Master.
Have you ever thought about starting your own business, but just don't know how? What would your business be? E-commerce? A gadget? Or perhaps a magazine for English learners? Now that rings a bell. We've found one award-winning student entrepreneur from Scotland, 18-year-old Fraser Doherty, who is managing to make his fortune with jam. But no normal jam, super jam. So, Fraser, why jam? What gave you the idea of starting a jam business?
I've always loved jam, and it all started when my gran taught me to make jam using her secret recipes. I started out making jam in the kitchen at home, selling it to the neighbours and later at church fetes, farmers' markets and to local delis. I later had the idea for super jam, using grape juice as a sweetener, and approached the supermarket Waitrose to see if they thought it was a good idea. They said that they would be interested in stocking my jam if I could set up production and get nice labels designed.
What's so super about super jam?
Super jam is made entirely from fruit and fruit juice, rather than using refined sugars or artificial additives. It's also made using fruits such as blueberries and cranberries, which are really high in vitamins and minerals. Basically, it's healthier than normal jams. For more information, have a look at my website, www.superjam.co.uk.
Have you faced any big problems, and how did you overcome them?
Setting up production and getting labels designed was very difficult, as I was skint. I had to travel around the country trying to convince people to work for me for free. Eventually I found designers and a jam factory who believed that Super Jam would be a great success. It's been hard juggling my university life and my business, while also fitting in time for family and friends. However, the university have been supportive of my business, giving me time off and even an office in the university to run my business from.
Have you found your age to be a help or a hindrance?
Being young is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it was hard to convince people to help me out, lend me money, and work with me at the start since I had no money and no experience. However, my age has meant that the newspapers are interested in the story, so I've had lots of publicity. Also, at my age, I don't really have anything to lose. I mean, I don't have a mortgage or children to feed.
Who do you turn to for advice?
I have a lot of mentors who have started successful businesses, and we meet for a coffee every few months to talk through problems and share experiences. My gran also gives me advice on jam recipes.
And finally, what advice would you give to any students out there thinking of starting their own business?
The most important thing is to have the right attitude. You shouldn't start your own business because you want to make lots of money, but because you have a passion and are looking for an adventure. If you don't succeed, you should always feel that you have benefited from the experience. The most useful piece of advice I've been given is just keep trying. It's important to have the right attitude and remember that it doesn't really matter if you're not successful. It's all about having fun and learning a lot.